This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500 to help you with any of your mortgage needs. Their website, aimortgage.net. And with that, we will welcome the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mr. Kurt Rogers. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you how your hunting was last week.
Well, the hunt was good. The hunt was good. I broke my own rule. They always say don't pass up the first day what you would take the last day, and I made that mistake. A few hours into the hunt, found a really nice bull, but I kind of about the size of the one I shot last year, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait for a little bit bigger one, and I'm still waiting.
Wait till next year.
Never, ever do that. Don't pass up a good opportunity.
And now, I don't know if Victoria told you, Dan and I kind of made a little fun of you being out on your anniversary.
You know, she told me a little bit. She didn't tell me she called
she
in. Yeah. But
and she called in and gave us a hard time, so we had to kind of retract and, you know, she's quite a woman there.
No, she is. And very, very understanding. And I was hunting on our anniversary. Yeah. And so, no, I appreciate that.
So we said that you probably should have to take her to Hawaii or San Francisco.
Yeah, and I probably will have to do that. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, Kurt is with us. Their number is 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. So, Kurt, let's talk just a minute here, open today's show with, you know, about rates. I mean, that's what seems to come up the first word. Hey, what are rates about and doing? So why do rates vary so much when someone's looking for a loan?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And what you're going to start to see as the rates start to move, you're going to see people advertise rates that don't make any sense. There are some regulations and some rules to it, but rates can vary. The first thing that can affect an interest rate is a credit score. There's a difference in a rate or the cost of that rate at a 680 to a 700 to a 720, to a 740, sometimes to as high as a 760. Normally, if you're above a 740, you're going to get the best rate available. But that's the first thing that comes into what determines what's going to determine your rate. The second thing that comes in is the loan to value. Understand that banks loan money on a risk factor, okay? It's like a business that runs and have people that steal from it. They kind of factor that in. So there's a risk factor. So the rates that you get are dependent upon the loan to value. The higher the loan to value, the more the risk, the higher the rate. What we used to believe 80% was the rate, that would 80% loan to value give you the best rate. Well, when the mortgage meltdown happened, that all really changed. Even at 75 to 80%, there's extra cost to that, whether you're 720 or 740.
Mm-hmm.
To get the absolute best rate, you really need to be kind of under 60%. But at 75% or less, you're going to get a very good rate. So then the thing that comes in after that is the term of the loan. As everybody knows, a 15-year, the rate's better on a 15-year than it is on a 30. Now, currently, you're hearing all these advertisements, which is everybody's really taking advantage of it. You can refinance without having to reset your loan. Used to be if you had a 30 and you've paid on it for 4 years, you want to pull cash out, you had to go back to a 30. You don't have to do that. You can go to a 26 or a 24. We have a guy right now, he wants to pay it off in 22 because that fits where his lifestyle is going to be. We can set the loan to what he wants. It's kind of personalized and loan. Gotcha. But the term does it. Loan amount. Currently, the conforming loan limit is $453,100. That comes out every year. They're going to readjust it probably in November. We'll see it sometime in January what the new conforming loan limit is. What that means is that 80% of the loans are this or less. That's how they get there. That's the most popular loan. That's the one that they're going to give you the best rate on. Once you go above 453, they have a loan program called High Balance. Not jumbo, because jumbo rates get really higher, but High Balance. Most of the lenders there will go to 525. I have one lender that go to 689 on a High Balance. Hmm. Well, that's kind of important in Colorado because price values are going up, so we kind of need that if the average home is 500,000. Then you start getting into other risk factors for the lender. What type of property is it? Is it a condo? Is it an investment? Are you pulling cash out? those things will affect the rate. If anyone is going to quote you a rate and you see it or hear it, there are certain things they have to say with that. One of those is they have to tell you what the APR is. One of them is they have to tell you what credit score gets that rate.
Mm-hmm.
They can't quote you a rate of, let's say, 4.25. If you're a 680 and they don't tell you it takes a 740, they can't quote you that rate. They have to tell you what your credit score has to be. They have to tell you what the loan-to-value is. If your loan-to-value is 80% or 75 or 60, I've seen some people advertise this great rate, but it's at a 60% loan-to-value. Well, most people don't put the 40% down.
Sure.
The advertisement is designed for the phone call, not necessarily to sell you that product. So when you're looking at it and comparing, make sure you read all the numbers that kind of go with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's one reason when you're really trying to get that best rate, we say it's never too early to give you a call to sit down and talk with you to try to figure out all these different things you just talked about with credit and what's going on, right?
Yeah. And since I've been doing that, actually about 30% of the people that call us, we'll get started in it, and we'll see some things to say, if you're not in a hurry, here's a way to fix a couple things. Here's a way to improve your credit score. Here's a way to maybe to put a little bit more money down and have a lower loan to value. We try to help you understand if you're buying a house or a townhouse. While a townhouse might be cheaper, the rate might be more, and the payment with the HOA is not any less. So maybe looking at a house is better. Those are the things we're not going to guide you to one specific one. We're just trying to tell you what your options are and how to make it better for you.
Right.
Because understand, whether you do a condo or a house, a jumbo or a conforming loan, we get paid the same. So we'd rather help you find the best product for you because it doesn't change how we get paid.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at the difference between your process as kind of a broker kind of deal,
correct.
Talk a little bit about the difference between, you know, going to a bank and you.
Sometimes a bank can give you, they're called portfolio lenders. Normally what that means is they're using their money to loan it out. I'm brokering the loan through someone else who's going to give you the money. But a portfolio lender has the right to loan that out at any rate, at any term that they want, on any fees that they want. Now, if they should choose to want to sell that loan on the market, they have to meet Fannie and Freddie guidelines, so they're going to be like everybody else. But some of them can create their own loan programs and make them work. There are certain big banks that will say, well, if you give us money, we will give you a better rate. Well, you're tying up your money to make that rate. For some people, that's good. For some people, it's bad. But the downside to having like a brick and mortar, they have limited product. Their board of directors have to approve what they're going to sell. Well, maybe you don't fit in that. So them keeping your money doesn't help you. Using a broker, we listen to what you're wanting to get. What are your goals? Do you want that 22-year loan? Brick and mortars don't do those. Mm-hmm. They only do 25s and 30s and 20s and 15s. So you kind of get limited on what. They don't give you options on self-employed. They don't have a lot of self-employed loans.
Right.
They don't have the asset manager. And they don't shop. My job is to shop.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to find you the best lender with the best rate that fits you. Again, I get paid the same. It doesn't matter what lender I use.
Sure.
So I'm here to make us look better, give you a better program so you can tell your friends and more people can come visit me.
Gotcha. Again, that number, 720-895-0500. It's affordable interest mortgage, kind of located right here in the Greenwood Village area, Arapahoe in Quebec. And Kurt can fix you up and, you can give him a call, set an appointment, come in and meet with him. And you mentioned the asset manager loan a little bit. And, I mean, what a tool to really help people. But as you've said many times, and when I've said it to people, when you first start explaining it, they look at you like there's just no way.
It can't work this
way. Yeah.
It works that way. John Rush has it. There's many people that we both know that have it. It really works the way I describe it. I understand people's apprehensions because we have been so trained to believe that a mortgage has to consist this way. I have a brother-in-law who lives in Germany, and he looks at 30-year mortgages. He said, where'd they ever come up with those? Because they don't have them in the rest of the world. He understands this other loan, the asset manager. He understands how it works because it's actually better for the bank than a 30-year fixed. There's less risk to the bank on this loan than there is anything else because you're participating in what you control. You control how fast you pay it off. You kind of control your payments. You control everything about the loan and access to the loan where you can't in a 30-year. Even if you make extra payments, your payment's still the same. All you're doing is taking time off the back. This loan, you're allowed to do a lot more things with it. So it works very well. Most people are paying off their home anywhere from 14 to 15 years. Most people are paying a net effective rate of 3.75 to 4.25.
Wow.
I mean, so it teaches you how not to pay all that extra interest to the bank. You're going to pay the bank interest to borrow the money. That's okay. But you're going to pay a whole lot less. And that's real cash that you get to keep, and that's real equity that you get to build a whole lot faster. So if something happens, I've said this before, talking about being mortgage safe. Every one of my customers who had an asset manager through the last time didn't have a problem. They didn't lose their home because they had the access to touch their equity when times got tough. So it prevents that from happening. As rates continue to rise, this loan is becoming quite more popular because it actually allows you to lower your rate as you're paying off your home. Because
right.
You pay less money.
Seems like it'd be easier just to have like two or three different programs instead of...
That'd be very easy.
Tons. I mean, what is really the reason to have so many programs? Just because there's so many individual type situations?
Yes. There's so many different ways people want to do things. If you talk to my mom or my dad, they never wanted to finance a home for more than 10 years. 15 years to them was a stretch. Mm. And if they couldn't afford it, they wouldn't have bought it. That's just the way they believed. Some people want an ARM because they know they're only going to keep the home for a certain period of time. Why am I paying a higher rate? So there's a lot of different programs. Some people need help to get into a loan. For example, FHA. We have 6 down payment assistance programs. Those are folks with maybe $1,000. They can buy a home. It gets them started. Now, is that where they're going to end up? No. But it allows somebody that can qualify, which is really not that hard, to own a home. To have that American dream and start building towards. And maybe a year or 2 years down the road, they've established themselves. Then they can get a better loan. Then they can get a standard loan. But it allows them to get started. And that's good for the economy. That's good for everybody. Home ownership.
Sure.
So there's a lot of different loan programs out there like that that are designed to help. Self-employed. We've talked about that many times. So many people that are self-employed have struggled so hard to try to get a loan because of the regulations they have. Not anymore. Now, it's not like it was in 2008. You didn't have to breathe on a mirror and say, I make this much money. You got to prove it by some bank statements.
Right.
But if you can prove that you're depositing X amount of dollars in the bank, they're saying, okay, how many self-employed people that are 1099 drive around in a real nice car or two or live in a nice house?
Sure.
They're making the money. They're just using the tax laws to save on taxes. Everybody wants to save on taxes, but they're being penalized in this end. That's changed. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are actually rewriting the guidelines to start to accept them. And we should hear that probably by the first of the year. But there's other programs out for self-employed that are working great.
And there's great, real quick, last couple minutes here, veterans. There's great programs for veterans.
It's amazing. We just did a seminar over at the Veterans Administration. I call it the VFW. They had a different name for it off of Colfax the other day. And there was about 30 veterans in there. It was amazing how many of them don't have a VA, didn't know that they could actually use it. They actually feel like they're taking advantage sometimes. It's the best 30-year fixed loan out there today. You have no mortgage insurance on it. If you have any form of any type of disability, you have no upfront funding fee with the lowest rates. Can never change. And the government does not allow a lot of charges to be on a VA loan. As a matter of fact, there's only certain VA appraisers that can appraise it. Not anybody can.
Right.
So it's really a great loan, and you can go to 100% of the value. Guy called in this morning. He was saying, I got a FHA. I want to refinance and do another FHA and take it out. We found out these veterans say, well, sir, we can lower your rate, get rid of the MI, and give you $21,000, and your payment still goes down $100 a month.
That'll work.
He said, I can do that with my VA. I go, yeah, you can do that with your VA. You paid the price already. Take advantage of it.
Right. We're just ending this segment. Do you need to do any kind of disclosure for what you've said?
No.
Okay. Good deal. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Stay with us. Mike Hills is going to join us from Atlas Real Estate Group. You can check out their website, realatlas.com. Again, don't go anywhere. This is going to be a great segment. Jesus. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. A special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Glad to have Mike Hills back with us from Atlas Real Estate Group and also our guest, Dan DeMay. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about your story and how you got involved with all this and what you think about it.
Well, I worked at a place called Jubilee Fellowship for 19 years, and this guy stumbled in on our flag football field, and he came up to me and he said, hey, are you really a pastor? And I said, yep. And he liked the competitive nature in me, and so he and I built a little relationship, and so Mike's become a good friend of mine. And Scott, just be careful telling him that you're getting a lot of feedback because his head will get so big he won't be able to get out of this room. So
he's lying.
No, it's all true. But actually got to know him a little bit and started to discuss just some of the philosophies he had in regards to investing. And he actually came to me and said, hey, would you attend one of my classes? And he said, biblically, I want to see if I'm kind of leading things in the right direction. And so kind of out of a courtesy to him, sure, I went ahead and went to one of those classes. And it really, really impacted me on how he was doing things. You know, as a pastor, I actually exempted out of Social Security. So one of the things that I have to keep in mind is my retirement. What does that look like, and how do I establish that for my future? And to be quite honest with you, investing in the stock market just doesn't make much sense to me. And so when I heard his philosophy and listened to what he taught in his class, man, something resonated with me, and I just went, I get this. This makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And so I began to just really talk to him about those things.
Right. And, you know, we've said this several times, Kurt, but I've never, ever, until Mike, heard of someone doing a real estate anything seminar and one not charging something for it.
To get there.
Or not have a lot of books.
Or tapes.
Going back, tapes,
CDs,
whatever, something. Manuals, workbook, whatever. They want something for you to come to show you how they're successful.
He even, you know, brings snacks and beer and wine, and it's a real casual. You're doing it tonight, 6:30.
Well, and I'm wearing flip-flops. You don't have to dress up. And, I'm not changing before the classes. I mean, I'm wearing jeans and flip-flops. So,
you're right. I've never seen anybody do what he does, and that's kind of like what you talked about, Dan, when he came to you. That's Mike's heart. That's the way he works. He just offers it out to him. Mm-hmm. If he can help you, he'll help you. If not, he just shows you what he believes works and what makes works. And that's what I've learned with dealing with him.
Well, and he really wants to, I think the reason he even asked me to go is because he really wants to provide something that's the best for somebody.
Yeah.
And he's not trying to hurt anybody. He's not trying to take advantage of anybody. But his heart really is, he wants the best for mm-hmm. you.
So how's it working out for you? You have an investment property with him.
It's working out great. Yeah, I bought my first investment property last December, so we're coming up on 1 year, and I'm looking into potentially doing another one pretty soon here. So yeah. It's working out good.
And when he says pretty soon, we have 7 houses to look at this afternoon. So very soon.
He's out looking.
Yep.
And, you know, you said, you know, for your own retirement, I mean, there is a strategy to this, and I was doing a show with our financial planner, Kyle O'Dell, yesterday, and Kyle said this, hope is not a strategy. So we better have something and someone that can coach us, guide us, lead us to the right thing that can help us.
Absolutely. And I think if you don't understand something, it's really hard to go beyond that hope. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I hope this works out. I mean, you can even have strategy and move forward towards that strategy. But if you don't understand it, you're basically are hoping in the advisors you're getting or the advisement that you're getting from somebody else.
Right.
But when you understand something, now you get to put your own thoughts to it. You get to put your own ideas to it, and you can have that excitement about it because you know what's happening and how right. it's going to come about.
So, Mike, who are you seeing at these classes that you do?
You know, all sorts of people, and pretty much anybody that has any kind of interest in real estate. I tell people, you know, just come. You'll get to know me. I mean, I show pictures of my family and explain why I spend my money the way that I do. But there's younger people that are, you know, there's a lot of people that I think are looking for a get-rich-quick scheme because there's a bunch of crap that they're watching on TV about flipping houses and how, you know, you're going to make millions of dollars doing this. And if somebody asks me, can you make millions of dollars doing this? Absolutely. But you're not going to make it in a year. You're not going to make it in 2 years. It may take you 15 years. But, you know, if you want that seven-figure worth, you can get there. I mean, it does work, but it just takes patience and time. You know, in a get-rich-quick scheme, I'm not your guy. If you come to me and say, hey, I want to make 15% of my money and I want to sell in 24 months and be out of it, I'm going to tell you to go find somebody else, not because I don't think I can do it, because I'm not going to tell you that I can do it, because I don't know. There's factors that we can't control. What we can control, we do. But man, something might happen in politics or, you know, Greece. They're not going to go bankrupt again, but, you know, or Brexit. You know, these global things affect our lending environment and affect our ability to control things that we simply have no control over. So what do? We try to find good deals for the long term. You know, the house that Dan bought was a neighborhood that he was familiar with, fairly close to his house. Has a tenant in there now that's getting ready to renew. Actually, I think he has a 2 or 3 year lease on it. Rent's about to go up. Good tenant taking care of the house. And this is a long-term play. If Dan sold today, would he make a little bit of money? Sure. But if he sells 10 years from now, he's going to make a lot of money. You know, so it's about patience and time. You know, the joke that I use is kind of like Novocaine. Give it time, it always works. You know, I mean, it's you know, gravity or geology, whatever right. joke you want to use. But, and, you know, the deals that we're buying, like Dan's deal, when he buys it a year ago December, it feels like a single. You know, if you want to use it, Rockies are playoff push, right? So feels like a single. Maybe it's a double. 10 years from now, when it's time to maybe sell or whatever it is he decides to do with it, it's going to be like, man, that was a home run. Mm-hmm. Because hindsight's always 20/20, and if you wait for the right timing, it will work. When you do it, it's a good deal. Maybe a single, maybe a double. 5 years from now, I look back at the stuff that I bought in, 2013. I'm like, man, if I could, I shouldn't have bought.
I should have bought more.
I should have bought 40 of these in 2013 instead of five.
Right.
You know, because I just, you do what you can. And as you gain experience and do this over time, you look back and say, well, that really worked well. I wish I would have done 40.
Yeah. Now, you brought up earlier about, people will always ask me, what happens when the market crashes? You talked about you had a property you bought 2001, yep. A couple months later, crashed. You got advice from a lot of different people. Why, if you're planning on keeping the property for a period of time, explain to the listeners why this really works better for you over time.
Sure.
To make it almost recession-proof.
So here's the thing. And I'll just, again, use my own life as an example. I bought a place September 1st, 2001. 10 days later, September 11th, bad time to buy a house. Bought another place in 2003, 2005, 2007, 2008. And my dad, who was a financial planner, he and I were talking. He's like, I don't know what you're doing. Nobody does this. You're too young. You just got married and you have, $600,000 or $700,000 in debt. Like, are you outside your head? when the market crashes, you are in deep trouble. And he was right. The market crashed. So I find myself in 2010 and we still have all these properties, not all these, but we have five units at that time, five single family homes, and a lot of them were either even or a little bit upside down. So if I would have sold any one of them, once I pay broker's fees, I lose money on the deal based on what the house is worth versus what I owe. I'm not going to make any money. But fundamentally, it didn't make any sense to me. I was thinking, well, if I'm living in one of them and I've got tenants paying my mortgages and the rentals, why sell? It makes no sense to me. I believe in the Colorado economy, the Denver market over the long term. So why sell? And so I didn't. I just didn't sell any of them, probably because I'm stubborn. I'd never been through a crash. I graduated college in 2001, and 5 years later, 6 years later, the economy crashes. So I had never experienced that. Today, hindsight, man, when the market's down, what do? We buy more. And I started to see that, so I started to buy again in 2012, 13, 14, and I've bought ever since then because the economy's down. What it means is things are on sale. So if you're out there and you're afraid that, man, what happens if I buy and the economy dips? Well, the economy is going to dip, which is why it's so important to try to buy fundamentally strong deals in fundamentally strong markets so that it comes back quicker. Colorado, if you look at all the national stats from the crash in 2008, Colorado recovered faster than almost anywhere else because of the strength of our economy and the people moving here and the diversity of the things that we have, which is why I love this city versus, people call me and say, hey, I've got a great deal in St. Louis. I don't know anything about St. Louis. So I'm not going to invest somewhere where I know nothing about. I believe in the Colorado economy. So when it dips, it just means things are on sale. So we're all going to buy more.
Right. Yeah. So Dan, before our break real quick, what gave you kind of the confidence? I mean, there are a lot of different real estate angles you can take on how to make money, whatever. What gave you kind of the confidence to jump on board with this?
I think relationship probably is the thing that comes to mind first. Sure. Is just the relationship I had with Mike and the friendship that we established and the fact that he genuinely cared for me, and not only just for me, but for my future. Mm-hmm. And when I started to ask him about these things, he's always been very patient and takes the time to explain it really well. And so that's just the comfort level.
Yeah.
At that point, then just makes you feel comfortable to enter in and to go, okay, let me see.
Well,
what
I think
this looks
too,
like.
When you see someone that's doing what they're telling you to do, I hate for people to tell me something to do and then they don't do that.
Absolutely.
Then it's like, well, why are you telling me to do this and you don't do this?
Yeah. Well, and I, as a pastor, people are looking at me constantly. Are you doing what you're telling me to do?
Exactly.
So absolutely. He definitely is doing what he is teaching and what he's telling other people to do.
And let's be honest. I mean, church I go to, we're all pretty careful about who we promote in churches because some people target churches to come in, get to know people. I mean, contractors are notorious for this, go in and
Yes.
There were some bad experiences and all that kind of stuff. So when you're talking about real estate and houses and a lot of money, I mean, you got to be careful who you endorse, so to speak.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike has never once asked me to bring this in front of anybody else.
Right.
And what's interesting is I've had such a good experience that I've told many people about it.
So sure.
I've probably scheduled at least 4 or 5 different appointments for him from other people that I have a relationship with.
Right.
Well, the one thing that I will say too, and I told Dan this, and I'll tell everybody who's listening this, that if you don't use me and you never call me, I still think you should do this. I really believe this in my soul that real estate is one of those things. If you're not a person of means, if you don't have, you know, if you have $1 million in the bank, well, I still think we can grow that, but you're comfortable. Whereas I look at Dan or my mom, who actually I was talking to on the way here, and she's like, I think I need to get another rental because she's not feeling comfortable about her retirement. So the idea is that, look, there's risk in anything you do.
Sure.
Anything. But it's riskier to do nothing, to sit and hope, as we were speaking about earlier. If you do nothing, that's way riskier. I mean, there's jobs at Walmart you can go get. You know, if you want to be a greeter at Walmart, because you made wrong financial decisions today and that's what you want to do 20 years from now, fantastic, go do that. But man, doing nothing, that scares me way more than taking a chance, a risk on something, because everything holds risk, but we try to mitigate that risk as much as possible.
Sure. What's the best number of people to contact you?
My cell phone is 720-220-8500, 720-220-8500, and that is my cell.
This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you'd think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. Ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition here. Mr. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Check out their website, AIMortgage.net. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. And Kurt, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. It just seems like, why haven't more people come up with this awesome philosophy and the understanding of it and the workings of it? Because it's just awesome.
Since I've known Mike, a couple of months ago we had a show and you asked him a question about the myths of buying rentals. And he said there's four or five, and he went through them, and I kept going, yeah, I did that one wrong. Yeah, I did that one wrong. Yeah, I did all five of them wrong. That's why I had 11. Now I don't own any because I did just what the advice you got. When the market crashed, I said I should sell because I thought I had lost money. But it was only paper money. It wasn't real money. So I really learned a whole lot in that process about how you look at it. That's why I'll keep talking that it's an investment and nothing more. How do I put it into and the long-term effect you have on it? People ask me all the time, and I'm sure they ask you, about when they're buying a property, a rental property, they think it takes a lot of money down.
Mm-hmm. So
answer that one if you can.
Yeah, the term... And I did not know this term when I started, but this is a relatively new term. You know, all the millennials and Twitter, they've dubbed it what's referred to now as house hacking. And so the idea being of house hacking, and to give you my story, I bought a place 2001. I didn't have any money, so I borrowed $6,800 from my mom on what's called a gift letter, which means I sign it and I'm promising the lender that I'm never going to pay her back until the mortgage is paid off. That's not really true, but we can't go into that on the air. So I bought this house, and two of my buddies moved in with me, and we moved a year and a half later, and those same two guys moved with me to the new place and kept the first one as a rental and repeated that process a few times. That is referred to today as house hacking. The reason that that is important is when you live in a house, you get to pay way less down. You know, your first house, if you get what's called an FHA loan, which if you're out there and you don't know what it is, call Kurt. He can help you do it. You can put 3.5% down. If you get a conventional loan, you can put 5% down. A conventional loan, you can put 10% down. The idea being that you, when you buy a house, you move into it and you don't have to put very much money down. The converse of that is when you buy an investment property and it is a true investment property, you are required to put at least 20% down. Usually it's 25% down or more. So when you live in a house, you can do it for 3-5% down. And then 12 months later, you can do it again. And as long as you move into that house, you can do it for another 3-5% down. And you can do it again and again and again until your lender tells you, you can't do that anymore. You've had enough. And now you're required to put 20% down. And that is exactly what I did over time. And I have a client that he's 27. He just bought his first house. He called me. He was working with a real estate agent and a lender. He came to one of my classes, and he was given $80,000 from his parents because that's what his sister's college tuition and her wedding had cost, and he didn't have the same costs. So they gave him $80,000, and he was going to take this $80,000 and put this down on one house. And I said, hey, let's, you know, 80 grand's a lot of money. It's not going to change your life. But if done right, this 80 grand can catapult you into numbers that you can't fathom today. And he's like, okay, what do you mean? So long story short, we bought him a house, closed the first week of August, and he put $14,000 down. So of that 80, he put 14 down. Now he's required by his lender to live there for 12 months, which is exactly what he's going to do. And then next summer, maybe end of next year, he's going to do it again. And then in a year from then, he's going to do it again. And a year from then, he's going to do it again. The idea is that 80 grand, that'll probably turn into at least four houses, if not five, over the next 4 or 5 years. So now he has multiple properties giving him a positive cash flow. He's got multiple properties and tenants reducing his debt. And he has multiple properties growing over time and from a appreciation perspective. And what I also really like about this is if the economy dips in the next 24 months, well, when he buys a house 36 months from now, he's able to take advantage of the dip in the economy as well. So it's not putting all his eggs on one basket, and he can have multiple revenue streams on multiple houses. He can diversify his area. It's not all one house in one spot. And he can just take that 80 grand and over time, I mean, turn it into hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And it's just a neat way to do it. And because he lived in it, man, $14,000, really good interest rate, 30-year fixed rate debt.
And he failed to tell you the other part of the story and how he turbocharges that. Instead of buying a single family, he'll look at a duplex or a fourplex. Mm-hmm. And it really modifies what he's talking about.
Yep. You get more bang for your buck. You know, you get more doors. And those, you know, it also helps diversify your risk. You know, if you buy a triplex, you have three doors. So if one of your tenants doesn't pay rent or moves out, your other two tenants are. So you don't have to cover that mortgage payment out of your own pocket. It's a really neat
way. You live in
way.
One and they rent the other two.
Yes, sir.
And change it out, go do it again. All of a sudden, now you got all these rentals.
Right.
What we're trying to find Dan right now is a duplex, something that he can live in one side, yep. Turn his primary residence right now into a rental, move into one side of the duplex, yep. Rent the other for X amount of time, and then he'll move out and do it again.
And what I find... is that I wish somebody would have told me this when I was 25.
So do I.
Because it's things that you were doing anyways. You were buying houses. You had to have a place to live in. But nobody ever knew this strategy, or nobody ever told me about this strategy.
Sure.
And here I am, 47, and trying to implement it. And I think it'll help me out retirement-wise. But I'm already telling my son, who's 21, hey, when you get out of college, here's what we're going to do. And I'll, as your father, I will co-sign to help you to be able to do this. I might not be able to give him $80,000 like in the story Mike just told, but I can help him out with that process.
That's another thing many people don't. You can have a non-occupying co-borrower as a primary resident. So you can help your son, even when he's in school, he can start with a property. I've had people do that in the past and work their way up. So, yeah, that's the right year, that right age to get started.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that point, you're single, carefree. And
that's right.
You don't care about moving every year or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't have that much stuff to move at this point. Right?
And moving does. It sucks.
No.
What scares me right now is all the stuff I have. Moving, oh.
But you know what? You know what sucks worse? Work until you die.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I tell people, and they're like, well, I don't want to move. And it's like, well, do you want to work till you die? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to do that either. So, again, then we have to make some decisions today for tomorrow. And the problem is the American psyche is such instant gratification. It's, I don't want to think about tomorrow. I only want to do it today. I don't want to think about tomorrow. I only want to do it today. And man, if you take care of tomorrow now, when you get to tomorrow, life's easy. So that's, you know, and it's, and frankly, like Dan and his wife's name is Kim, and they're out looking at houses. And we were talking before we came on the radio, and he was like, man, Kim is loving this. Because it's kind of fun. You get to look at houses and talk about what if this and what if that. I mean, let's make it fun. Like, it doesn't need to be scary. We can have a lot of fun doing this.
You have another pastor from the church that just did this last weekend.
Yeah, he closed on Friday.
And that move was hard on the wife. But she's starting to see the benefit of it already.
Yeah, they already have tenant moves in. They moved out over the weekend, and their new tenant is moving into their house for October 1st. They're getting a boatload in rent.
They had no idea they'd get that much money.
No. And the funny part is the numbers that I told them were like $300 a month less. Because I don't want to promise the world. I want it to be beneficial. And, you know, and John, the guy that bought it, he's like, so we only have to live here for 12 months and we can do this again, right? Yes. Right. Yes.
What is he, 30, 32?
Yeah, 30, 32.
He's starting just right.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Once again, Mike's number, 720-220-8500, 720-220-8500. Again, the last Tuesday of every month. I hate to call it a class. I hate to call it a seminar because it's not that. It's really just a chance to get to meet him, get to see this philosophy, get to see this strategy. And you know what? Hey, it's not for you. You made new friends, but no pressure, absolutely. And we've been to this. And, Kurt, to be honest with you, the first time I went before our break here, I just wanted to... see. Yeah. He had nothing, because he said, I got nothing to sell you. I don't even have a house. I don't even have a house to sell you. I'm like, I don't believe. I mean, I believe him, but I'm like, nobody's going to do that and devote an hour and a half of their time in the evening and not want to sell something. Right. You know,
people sit there. Have
just
snacks.
What he said.
They have a nice conversation afterwards. They got a glass of wine, got a beer, and everybody talks, brings up all the myths and the beliefs that they say it won't work. Michael says, well, here's how it does work. It's just a nice hour conversation on how that system works.
Well, and I appreciate you guys saying that. And frankly, the guys in this room, same thing. I mean, if you do things right by people for the right reasons,
yep. Sure.
The end will take care of itself. I mean, that's why I like all you guys and why I keep coming back. And, you know, mainly Dan puts up with me, you know, is really what that comes down to. But
the Bible says I have to.
Yeah.
Who's faster on the pass pattern? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask.
Who's what?
Faster on the pass pattern. You know, you played football.
10 years ago I was, but, you know, now every time I run, my leg hurts for 5 days, so maybe not anymore.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about, so someone's listening, they say, hey, I think this is for me. When you sit down that initial conversation, you got to get them in the mindset for this a little bit to understand what's going on. I want to figure out some of the questions that maybe you ask them in what we'll call that interview process to see if they're a good fit for what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot of great show. I'll say it myself. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Mike Hills is with us, also Dan DeMay. Mike is with Atlas Real Estate. And again, the last Tuesday of every month, Mike does a seminar in his office. Is right there off of 23rd, I believe it is right there, by the across the street from the aquarium. You can see it right off I-25, an electronic sign there. Needs to put KLZ 560 Haystack Help Radio on there one day.
Done. Do
yeah.
Done. I got you. And the class is tonight. The last Tuesday is today.
And that's 6:30?
6:30, yes,
6:30.
Sir.
6:30, okay. All right, so before the break I mentioned, someone's listening to this. They say, hey, I think I want to do this. What are some of the two or three things that they got to go in understanding to do this?
So I have a guy coming to the class tonight. I met with him maybe 2 weeks ago. We've looked at a couple of properties, and his significant other is not yet on board. So the first piece of that is, you know, whatever the purchasing team is, whoever your advisor is, whether that's a spouse, a parent, the young person I told you last segment that bought in mm-hmm. September or bought in August, I had to meet with his parents, you know, because his parents were like, I don't believe you. And then after an hour long conversation, they're like, okay, this makes all the sense in the world. So first is don't do it alone. You know, whoever your significant other, whoever your, you know, your consigliere is, bring that person with you so that we can talk and talk openly and honestly. Second thing, and this is what I ask everybody, is tell me about you and your goals. I really want to know what you're trying to accomplish, because if this is, you know, get rich quick, that's not me. If this is wealth creation for yourself, you know, inheritance for your family, college fund for your kids, other income, retirement planning, whatever that is, we can tailor that a little bit to what you are trying to accomplish. The next piece is just, you know, risk tolerance. Just how risky do you want to be? And what I mean by that is, are you looking for the bigger score? Are you looking for the less score? Do you want to live in it? Or do you have the money to buy a pure investment property to put the 20 or 25% down? Or do you want a house hack? Do you need to live in it first? And then financing. How's your credit? You know, I don't need to know your credit, but we got to talk you to somebody like Kurt, because you got to get approved. That is vitally important, because you could have all the desire in the world, but if you don't have the ability, then doesn't work.
Doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, it doesn't help anybody. So, you know, it puts you in contact with the lender, and then it's okay, let's rainy day fund this. Let's talk about what if the worst happens. How do you take care of yourself? Because we never want to put somebody in a situation where they're set up to fail. You know, and I will coach them. And then really I just ask them, okay, what are all the negative things you've ever heard about rental real estate? Why won't this work? And let's talk about each and every one of them. What if the economy crashes? What if your tenants trash your place? You know, what if somebody doesn't pay rent? How do you evict somebody? Who's going to manage the property? Who owns it? Do I need a partner? All of these different questions, we talk about each one of them to say that, look, we've been doing this as a company at Atlas for a really long time. Very, very infrequently do I ever hear of a situation that I've never come across. You know, so we can help guide you. And like we said earlier, is let us guide you the right way so that you don't get kicked in the teeth. People ask me, you're like, well, I really want to rent to my friend. Yeah, don't do that. You know, because that's, or a family member.
Or to a kid.
Or to a kid, yeah. To young people. Like, I knew what I was like when I was 21. I will never rent to my 21-year-old me. You know, I'm just not doing it. I'm smarter than that today. You know, so it's all of these things. And then really, once we get through all of those questions, we just simply say, so when we find the right deal, you got to be ready to jump.
Yep.
Because the funny thing is, Dan jumped a year ago, and he's ready again. Because when the first time you do it, man, it's nerve-wracking. It's scary. When you sign on that dotted line and you're borrowing $300,000, $325,000, and you're hoping your tenant pays rent, man, that's a scary thing. A year later, Dan's like, meh, let's do that again. That was kind of awesome. You know, so Dan, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's just be ready to go.
Yeah. So Dan, what would be your challenge? About 60 seconds left here. What would be your challenge? Those listening and, you know, like I say, they're kind of on the fence about it. All this sounds great. Someone else paying your debt for you. But what would be your challenge? Just say, hey, if you can't come tonight, come to one of these deals and just meet Mike and listen.
Exactly. That's exactly what I would have said, is come to one of the classes, listen to it, come with an open mind. And I think as you hear him go through the process, I think you will come to an understanding of, hey, I understand this and I get it. The numbers make sense, and it's not rocket science,
right,
in any stretch. And again, for me, compared to investing in the stock market, it just made much, much more sense.
Right.
And one of the things that makes Michael different, when you go to this, you realize you have your your system that you've built into place. But unlike any other place where you want to buy investment property, where they want to sell you something, those folks were traveling around the country doing it. You're right there. Everybody will know that when they leave, if should they choose to go with you, that you stay with them throughout the entire process. It's not like, okay, there it is, have fun. Get back with me in a year.
Yep.
And you know that after you come to one of these events.
And this is the thing, anybody listening, I challenge you two things. The word landlord has been around for 1,000 years. You know, landlord has been around forever. Second thing is go find somebody you consider old. Age is relative. Find somebody you consider old and ask them a simple question. And that question is this: if you could go back and still own every house you've ever owned, would you do it today?
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Of course, because you'd have several million dollars worth of real estate. And if that's the case, yep, then man, why don't we all do that? And that's just what we help people do.
Give Mike a call, 720-220-8500. 720-220-8500. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Rogers, not that you're not a gentleman, but thank you as well. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.